Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to rethink transportation. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
The frequent flyers who bombarded online dating sites.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Jennifer Strong in New York. An online dating promotion for loyalty points with British Airways had some unintended consequences. Joining us with the story is the Wall Street Journal's middle seat columnist, Scott McCartney. Scott, tell us about this promotion.
Well, it was very interesting, Jennifer. Match.com and eHarmony offered subscriptions through the British Airways shopping site. And when you spend money there, you get British Airways points, which are called Avios. They have a lot of frequent flyers in the United States. And so this was a particular offer of 75 points for every dollar you spent on a subscription. And on a particular weekend, the offer was doubled to 150 points. So you could buy a one-year subscription to Match.com, which cost you $215, and you'd end up with more than 32,000 points.
Wow.
And so frequent flyers realized that this was really a pretty good deal. You could do a lot of things with 32,000 points that were worth a lot more than $200. And so they began signing up for all kinds of subscriptions, married or not, interested or in the dating sites or not. And it created so much traffic that it got shut down after just a couple days.
So what did these dating sites do?
Well, they canceled almost all of the subscriptions for what they said were different reasons. Match.com said a third-party marketer actually started this promotion without their knowledge. And so once they start getting swamped with new applications for subscriptions, they realized they had a problem and they shut it down. They refunded all the subscriptions, so nobody got miles, but they offered, if you really were interested in dating, then you got a 7-day free trial from them. eHarmony was a little different. They said they terminated all the subscriptions that didn't meet their terms and conditions. So if you were married, you were out of luck on that. If you didn't live in the U.S. but signed up anyway because you were trying to take advantage of it, they kicked you out. Turns out they said most all of them were not valid subscriptions.
So what I want to know is how folks explained to their, you know, wives and husbands why they were signing up for Match.com.
Yeah, it's really interesting. So there were debates on online frequent flyer boards about whether to tell your spouse or not. I talked to a couple guys who did it who said, you know, I figured I better tell my partner right away. Also the debate of whether it was good practice to sign your wife up too. and there were a couple couples that said, hey, we could both sign up. British Airways actually allows pooling of miles within a family. So you could sign your kids up and sign your parents up or whoever you wanted. And if they were part of your family pool, you could really rack up a lot of miles. And there was some fun stuff. The folks who really play these promotions and milk them for all they're worth, they're a pretty nerdy bunch, pretty rabid about frequent flyer miles. And so some wondered whether a dating site, if they actually found someone, that would be really counterproductive to mileage accumulation because you'd end up having to buy two tickets. So that was a problem they debated. And then a couple of them wondered why your airline status wasn't part of your dating profile so that they could search by people, you know, find somebody who had the same kind of status you had with the airline, and then you'd really have a match.
Oh, jeez. We're talking with Scott McCartney about frequent flyers bombarding dating sites in order to score points with British Airways. And you're listening to Your Money Matters from The Wall Street Journal.
We'd like to say a quick thank you and share a message from one of our sponsors, Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to launch innovative transportation solutions, including its carpooling option, Uber Pool, and enable a world on the move. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Scott, folks really do go wild for these travel gimmicks, and in your piece, you tell the story of one guy who went to a hair loss consultation despite having a full head of hair.
Yes. Delta was actually offering 20,000 miles if you went to a hair treatment center, got a consultation. He's always up front with these things and says, you know, I'm really not here for the hair treatment. I'm here for the miles. But they insisted on sort of doing an exam anyway. He said they took a digital picture of the top of his head and showed what it was a little worse than he thought in terms of thinning on the top of his head. They offered him a prescription, but he passed on that. He and his wife also went to a Jaguar dealership when British Airways was offering 10,000 miles if you took a test drive. And they walked in with their forms to be signed, told the dealer that they were just there for the miles. They're not looking to buy a car. So the dealership agreed to just sign the forms and not waste the gas and time of driving around town in a Jaguar for a few minutes.
That's the Wall Street Journal's middle seat columnist, Scott McCartney. Thank you so much.
Good to be with you.
And thank you for listening to Your Money Matters from the newsroom in New York. I'm Jennifer Strong.
News on the go. Whenever you want it, wherever you want it. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.